Welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. I'm Chanel. Peace Out is written and narrated by Chanel Sang and produced by Rob Griffiths with Jess Judd. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Stitcher so you don't miss an episode. Today, I wanted to say hello to Saoirse. I'd love to meet you too one day, but in the meantime, I hope you enjoy today's story, Saoirse. And thank you to everyone who's written a review or sent us a note. We read each one and are so grateful that you take the time to write. If you'd like a response, feel free to email peaceout@bedtime.fm or tweet at peaceoutpodcast. And finally, if you'd like to learn more about snow leopards like Chuff, check out the Cool Facts About Animals podcast. They have a whole episode full of fun snow leopard facts, and you can even send in your answers to their creature quiz, and they'll send you a sticker. Last time, Calla and Chuff figured out where they had to go next to reach the treasure on top of the mountain. So now they're making their way up the path, and as they do, Calla starts thinking about how much she misses her mom and all the other red pandas back home. You see, even though red pandas are independent creatures who mainly keep to themselves, they still need each other. Calla's thinking about how much she misses knowing that other red pandas are nearby, even though she liked being alone most of the time. So she's feeling very sad. Let's check back in with Calla after the calm down countdown. Right now, sit down comfortably. Close your eyes. You can place your hands on your knees. Sit up straight and roll your shoulders back, lifting your chin so that it is parallel to the floor. Breathe in through your nose and feel the air flowing through as it fills up your belly. And now slowly press your belly button down towards your back as you breathe out again through your nose. Breathe in and out. In and out. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Feeling blue, down in the dumps, glum, miserable, melancholy. There are a lot of different ways to say that you're feeling sad, and there are many reasons why we feel sad. Maybe we feel ignored or disappointed, or we didn't get something that we wanted. Another way to say that you're sad is to say you're feeling down. So here's a little exercise that involves us looking down, as well as side to side. Keeping your eyes closed, imagine what's in front of you. Don't peek. Now, tilt your head down and let it gently hang there. Lift your head up again so that you're facing front. Keep your eyes closed and turn your head to the right. Use your mind's eye to look at what's there. Keep your eyes closed. Now let's turn to face front again. Gently drop your head down and let it hang. Look forward again, and now turn your head to the left side. Use your mind's eye again to imagine what you're looking at. Face forward again. Well done. It doesn't feel good to feel sad, does it? When we're sad, we may cry. We may feel like there's a lump in our throat, or maybe an achy feeling in our chest. When we're sad, we may need a hug, or we may want to be left alone. Let's stretch it out now. Fold or clasp your hands together in your lap. Now keep your fingers intertwined as you turn your palms to face out, stretching as you do. Now take a deep breath in and stretch your palms up, facing the sky. Breathe out as you bring them back to your lap. Breathe in and stretch up. Breathe out and bring them back down. Try doing a few more at your own pace now. While you do, think of the different ways you cope with feeling sad. How do you let out the sadness? Crying can help let out the sad feelings, or maybe even shouting. Sometimes it helps to do something that lets you move around, like running or playing your favorite sport. Maybe it helps just to be alone and read a book or draw or take a nap. We all have different ways of dealing with being sad. Okay, you can let your arms rest now. Let's slowly lie down. We're going to do something based on a yoga pose called Happy Baby. Lift up your legs and grab onto the outsides of your feet. If you can, drop your knees lower next to the sides of your body. Now use your hands to pull your feet down towards you while pressing your feet up towards the sky at the same time. Keep going for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's do that one more time. Great work, everyone. Stretch your legs back down onto the floor. Let your arms gently fall on either side of your body. Make any adjustments you need now to make yourself comfortable. Feeling sad isn't a feeling that we like, but it can actually be a good thing sometimes. There are so many different emotions for a reason, and feeling sad can help us learn about ourselves. Next time you're sad, think about why you're feeling that way. What about this makes you sad? Why is that? And when we explore and think about these things, we become better at handling the hard situations that will come our way. Calla feels sad because she misses her family and friends. She's used to being alone and likes it, but realizes now that she needs friends and family sometimes too. Especially now when she's doing the most difficult thing she's ever done, finding an ancient treasure and bringing it back home. She needs Chuff, her new friend, and is so grateful for her. Sometimes someone will feel sad, but it's a sadness that lasts a long time, and they can't just cry or have a hug and make it go away. It feels like it won't go away sometimes. If you ever feel like this, you can talk to someone you trust about it. There are ways to help. But let's end on a happier note. Keep your eyes closed and take a deep breath in through your nose and out. Breathe in and out. Think of something that makes you feel happy. Keep that picture in your head as you take these last breaths. Breathe in happy thoughts and breathe out the sad ones. In and out. Next time, there's a surprise when Calla and Chuff meet someone unexpected and feel very, very happy about it. Until then, peace out. and peace within.